All right, Tabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page Kuf Mem Gimel, which is Perek Yud Gimel in the Mesilas Yesharim. Ach ha'inyon hu. So Zamcha writes that the inyon is, Ki vaday chilukim rabim, remember again, we're talking about precious. Ki vaday chilukim rabim v'ikarim yesh badavar. Remember again, we left off yesterday. I know I left you with a cliffhanger, which probably disrupted your entire day. Right? So the Ramchal said, remember, that we're trying to reconcile two distinct concepts. On one hand, the concept of Kidoshim Tiyu, which means precious, ultimately the need to separate ourselves from even those things which are permitted. That's number one. On the other hand, we saw the Ma'amar Chazal that said that we're held responsible for after 120 for things that we did not enjoy in this world. So on one hand, we have the rabbis telling us we need to enjoy the world. On the other hand, the rabbis telling us that we need to separate ourselves from that which is permitted. So the shayla, of course, is, well, which one is it? So the Ramchal writes, Acha inyanu, ki vaday chilukim rabim v'ikar mish bedavar. So there are many distinctions and very important fundamentals. Yesh prishos shenitz tavinu bo, v'yesh prishos shehizharunu alav lavil tali kasha bo. There are some types of forms of separation which are mandated, and other types of forms of separation which ultimately we are warned to abstain from lest we stumble. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said, Al tihi tzadik harbe. Right, the Bible says a very important episode. So Shlomo HaMelech says, don't be too great of a tzadik. Don't be too great of a tzadik. If you look in the footnote 22, see, he says, Al tihi tzadik harbe, Al tagzim v'taflig b'tzidkos yisera. Do not become exaggerated or overblown in your tzidkos, right? In your righteous types of errors. Now, we'll have to see what that means. Univar ata ha-precious hatos. So clearly what the Ramchal is telling us is, like everything else in life, moderation. And moderation applies even to righteousness, interestingly enough. And moderation applies even to precious, to separation. So what does this mean? Univar ata ha-precious hato v'nomar. So let's explain now the good type of precious and say the following. V'nomar, ki hine achar sheis bar lano hayos kol yone olam nisunos ladam. Now, both say, one of the things that we established early on in the Sefer is that everything in this world, all the aspects of the material world, are an isayom. They're a challenge for man. So we know, man is weak. We know that at his core, man is weak. You know, it's what Chazal say, you know, a person can spend their whole life building themselves up. And yet, again, when going ahead and facing an opportunity for immorality, or as we saw before in the Sharon HaKiyos, or theft, or anything else, the truth is people fail, and people don't fail because they're not good. People fail not because they don't want to be good, but people fail because we're frail. We fail because we're frail. So he writes over here, Yispar behechrech, shekoma sheyuchal ha'adam li'malet min ha'inyonim ha'ila, ra'ui sheyaseihu. So we'll say it is clear, if I accept the fact that I am frail, if I accept the fact that I am weak, and I accept the fact that I have limitations as a human being in terms of how much I could control certain desires, the best thing to do is to avoid many of those things in totality. To be able, and always, what we'll say yesterday, that the idea is sin doesn't occur in a vacuum. Sin doesn't just happen. Sin is a result of a series of behaviors. And very often those behaviors in and of themselves are innocuous. Right? Those things are not necessarily bad. But ultimately they contribute to a bad result. So what Ramchal would say is the goal is to avoid those quote-unquote innocuous behaviors in order that I not come to sin to begin with. He goes on. He says, now, the Ramchal makes a very interesting statement. He says, there is no material pleasure that does not pave the way for sin in some way. Which, again, is not the Ramchal telling us that therefore we should give up all material pleasures. What he's saying is to be vigilant. There is no such thing as a material pleasure that does not, that if left unchecked, does not lead to sin. He says, derech mashal, let me give you an example. Hamachal v'hamishta, right? So eating and drinking. Kishenuku mikol isuri hachila, It's mostly take eating and drinking. So again, person eats klat kosher, right? The person eats, person only eats the best taksherim, person only drinks kosher wine, all permitted. Permitted amdam, milui hakeres, moshech acharav prikosol. But Rabbi said, remember, milui hakeres literally means a filling of the stomach, which really in this context means a certain sense of gluttony. So if a person becomes a glutton, then what comes after gluttony? After gluttony comes a removal of the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi said, now the correlation between those two things is that gluttony represents an unhealthy focus on the self, that all a person is focused on is their own needs. At some point in time, if a person becomes so focused, so solely focused on the self, then what? Then there's no room to focus on anything or anyone else, including on Kaddish Baruch Hu. Umishte hayayin, so drinking wine by itself is fine, right? Drinking wine by itself is not problematic. However, drinking wine in excess, Moshech acharav hasnus ushar minim roim. But also we know too much alcohol could absolutely get a person into a difficult situation, ultimately lead to inappropriate and even immoral behaviors. Kol shekin shebihios ha'adam amargil atzmo lisboa meachila umishtia hine impam achas yechselo regilus yich avlo v'yargish ma'od. Listen to this. Then Chassid, furthermore, if a person becomes accustomed to expensive food and expensive drink, meaning a person, I will say, by the way, you could take out food and drink, you could put in lifestyle. Person becomes accustomed to a particular type of expensive lifestyle. So what happens? Now suddenly, I have to go ahead and work much harder in order to go ahead and support that lifestyle. Now, I want to understand, working harder is not a problem, but, you know, it's interesting. I think we sometimes have to do a little bit of a self-check that, you know, we say we have to go ahead and work hard to support ourselves. To support ourselves at what level? Meaning there's support. I could say, you know what, if I was able to go ahead and give up certain luxuries, which are just not necessities. I don't mean live in a tent, you know, and eat bread and water, but it, perhaps there are certain things in my lifestyle that are really not necessities, but I've made them necessities. And because I've made them necessities, therefore I have to push myself to support a lifestyle that provides for those necessities. So the Ramchal is just pointing out over here, again, is there anything wrong with these luxuries? Nothing wrong with these luxuries. We just understand that if taken too far, they overtake your life in totality. And suddenly, again, we all know this from personal experience, there are many things in life that begin as a luxury and then over time morph into a necessity. And what ends up happening is, I'm sorry?
It doesn't take much.
It does not take much at all. The truth is, all it takes, to be honest, is just time. It's just time. And also, you see this all the time. And again, we all have this in our own lives in bigger and smaller ways, but it's an amazing thing. The problem, of course, says Ramchal, is that once the luxury becomes a necessity, then what? Then at the end of the day, I have to work hard enough and push myself hard enough to be able to support that particular lifestyle. Now, that by itself is problematic also, because again, I will say, person could totally take away their simchas achayim because suddenly they have to work to support their appetite for luxury. But more than that, he says, umisham nimshach el ha'adal v'ha'gezal. Both say the difficulty is like this. So if a person has a particularly lavish lifestyle or certain luxuries that they feel are necessities, so step number one is I have to go ahead and work harder, which we know, again, comes at the expense of other things. The reality is no one has, you know, they say about the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim operated a general store, or his wife operated a general store. And what were the hours of the Chafetz Chaim, you know, what were the hours of the Chafetz Chaim general store in Radin? You know, he'd make enough money to buy his needs for the day, and the store would close. That would be it. So the truth is, in today's day and age, none of us really have the luxury of, I guess if somebody has their own business, I guess you could technically do this. But the truth is, it's not really within the psyche of people today to go to make what you need, which is fine. We should all be successful in our parnassus and in our finances. But the idea ultimately is that sometimes it overtakes us, and it overtakes us because we feel a need to support a lifestyle that once upon a time began as luxury and now has become necessity. The problem is what happens if a person feels the need to support this lifestyle but can't do so through appropriate or through legal means. That says the Ramchal is where a person could sometimes come chas v'shalom to theft and to inappropriate practices, where a person feels the need, a person feels pressured to provide for themselves and their family in a particular way, and suddenly again, whatever I have to do that, I will make sure to make that happen. U'misham ela shavuos v'al sharach ha'tam b'ayimachar zeh, and from there a person can come to false oaths and to other sins. U'meisir atzmo min ha'avoda u'min ha'torah u'min ha'tfilah. And a person could go ahead, because they're trying to support a particular lifestyle, a person could end up removing themselves from Avodas Hashem, from Torah, from learning, and from Tefillah. And I will say again, not because they're sinning, but because they're so preoccupied with ultimately providing for this lifestyle that there's nothing left. You know, you see people like this, where their whole life is work. Their whole life is work. And you see that they're in a cycle where their whole life is work because they've created for themselves a construct of a life that requires all of these luxuries, and again, nothing wrong with luxuries as long as they're done with priorities. And so they have to spend their lives working to support this lifestyle. And it's a chamal because, first of all, very often they don't even get to enjoy the very things that it is that they're working for. And again, they don't realize that all of that work comes at the expense of other things, like their family, like their God, like their personal growth. Mashaya niftar mizak mikolza. This whole thing could have been avoided. How could it have been avoided if a person would not have allowed himself to be drawn after these pleasures? So you see what Ramchal is saying? That life is all about, or I should say, success in life is all about being proactive. It's all about being ro'es hanolad. To be able to see, yes, this thing may be permitted. This thing, whatever this thing is, this pleasure, this item may be permitted, but if I take part in it, if I enjoy it, if I use it, if I take it, where is that going to take me in life? And ultimately, again, what kind of person is it going to make me? What type of lifestyle? See, even though the thing may be permitted, the thing even may be innocuous, but I also have to see where involvement in that thing is going to take me. So it says that Ramchal, see, if you look at this person, where does he end up? He ends up working, you know, 18 hours a day to provide for a life that is filled with luxury and lavish things and material things, which again, is there anything wrong with that? It's not prohibited, but unfortunately, again, he's being drawn in a direction that's not good, bless you, being drawn in a direction that's not, and missing out on so much in life. Let's just do a little bit right there, and then we'll stop. He says, Am de Torah al sof daito. And in fact, the Gemara says about Ben Sora and Mora. So also remember again, to be a Ben Sora and Mora, what has to happen? You have to steal money. You have to steal money. This is obviously as a child. Steal money from one's parents in order to purchase meat, to purchase wine. Why do we deal so severely with the Ben Sora and Mora? Because the Torah ultimately knows where he is going to end up. The Torah knows what he's going to become. They know that if you exhibit these types of behaviors as a young child, inevitably it's going to lead you down a negative path. So too again, when it comes to matters of immorality, so what do we say? The Gemara notes the juxtaposition between sota and nazir, and therefore the Gemara says that whoever sees a sota in her state of degradation shall take a Nazirite vow and abstain from wine. The idea that the Ramchal is saying over here is this idea of the nazir. Now, Basa, whether or not Nazir is a good thing, well, we'll debate that in Mesechus Nazir. But for now, for our purposes, what the Ramchal is making is that what does the Nazir do? The Nazir realizes that certain behaviors left unchecked will yield undesirable results and consequences. Therefore, nip it in the bud. And that is what most of life is about. Most of life, or successful life, is about nipping it in the bud, identifying the potential issues, or identifying the things that, although are now permitted, if left unchecked, ultimately can lead me to a bad place. So a successful life is one is where those things are identified. And sometimes a person makes an active decision. You know what? I know it's permitted, but no thank you. I know I can have it, but no thank you. Not because I can't, but simply because I know myself, and I know where taking pleasure or imbibing in this particular thing, I know where it's going to lead me. Says the Ramchal, that's the proper form of precious, where a person exhibits the inner strength to be able to say, I know I can have it, but I choose not to because I know ultimately where it's going to take me, and that's not where I want to go. We'll stop over, we'll pick up Emirat Hashem, middle of Kuf Mem Hey tomorrow.